The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
If we have the famous Gemara in Seif Menachos on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, Kol Oisik B'Parshas HaKarbonos Kilu Hikriv Karban. There is a lot going on with this very interesting din of Kol Oisik B'Parshas HaKarbonos Kilu Hikriv Karban. First of all, the Mechaber Paskins, that Kol Oisik B'Parshas HaKarbonos Kilu Hikriv Karban, they just say Karbonos. It's regarded from the most interesting things that wasn't Matzliach in Chal Yisrael to be practiced as much as it should be. It's not something that's not Noigla, there is Adarabah. For the Maisa, Chotz to say Kol Parshas HaTomid before Shachar and Mincha is a very easy thing to do and it's Kedai to do. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph and Siman Zayin that you should do it by Yoim. We know that Karbonas are not Karb Balayla. And it says in the Mechaber that you should do it by Yoim. The Maisa, the Gemara's Loshan and Menachas Daf Kofir over there is Kol Oisik B'Torah Balayla is Kilo Ekev Karb. And the Marshal Shteltich over there, that L'Chayi, what do you mean, I Karbonas are only by Yoim, Marshal and Seif Menachas. So if the Marshal, yeah, but Vibaldi, you're doing it in a Torah method, and Torah is Balayla, so immediately you can be Yoitze Balayla. And Prima Godem, and Siman Aleph, and Arachayim, as well as the Tfuas Shor, in his beginning over there, his Kuntras that he has on Enyanim of Kol Oisik, says that you can do it Balayla also. So even though the Mechaber says to do it by Yoim, but they're saying that you can do Balayla as well. Another shaila you find that Leif Chaim and Tshuva Siman Yud has a ganz arichas about by Karbonas you say vidui. So if somebody's being oisik in Parshas Karbonas, do you have to say vidui or not? And Lamaisa the Eli Rabbah says beferish that you should say vidui. Another Indian is, do you have to be ma'ayin in the psugis to be Mekayim Kol Oisik in Parshas Karbonas, or is it enough to just read the psukim in Parshas Vayikra? Another shaila is, do you have to stand? The Mogen Avraham and Siman Aleph says that you have to stand. The Maisa, the Tua Shah and the Prima Godam say that you could sit. There's got a beautiful Raya for Ben Yerochim that the Beis Yaisa brings down in Simikov Beis, that it's Muta Leishav Lefneam Espalal, that it's also Leishav Lefneam Espalal when you're saying Karbonas. It's Mavur Klor that if not for the fact that someone's davening behind you, you would be able to be Oisik Vaprashas Karbonas Kilo Hikriv, even while you're sitting down. You find also by an oval there's a shayla. An oval we know is Einim Shalayach Karbonosov. Tamach Lek is the Simul Chadosh the Pesach Tshuva brings down from Chaimis Yerushalayim and Yerdei Shin Peidalad that an oval can Yezorg and Karbonos. So we see over here conflicting reports in the Gedolei HaPoiskim how much Kol Oisik Vaprashas Karbonos has the dinim and the tchunas of real Karbonos and how much is just the din of Kol Oisik. I think my brother was clearing them all. If you could have Kol Oisik by Ketanim, and could you have Kol Oisik by Noshim, by Suma? Is there a din of Kol Oisik, Pashik of Ketanim, Noshim, and Suma, normal? Don't bring Karbonos. Is there a din of
Yisrael?
I mean, Yisrael,
this is the Maisa. Stand sitting as Yisrael.
That was? The Koyen. The Shaila is if it's a din of Kilu Hikriv Mamish, then you could clear that maybe not. And if not, then maybe even a Ketanim and Noshim could also have it. So Maisa, there is a Chazal, Meridik Chazal. There's a Yalkut in Vayikra brings down Yalkut Shemayni, Parshas Tzav, I mean. Me'adani Shemayim V'oretz, she'kol zman she'karim l'fonai posik ze, shel tzafoyna l'fnei Hashem, bein Akum, bein Yisrael, bein Ish, bein Isha, ma'ilani aleichem ki'ilu akraftim korban l'fonai. Yalkut Shemayni Parshas Tzav. Is that McClure that Ish, Isha, Goy, is read the pasuk of Tzvein Lefnei Hashem, it's Kilo Hikriv Karban. So it sounds like there's a din, that by an Isha is Oichta a din from Kilo Hikriv. And then it says, if you look in the Maril, which is brought down in Beis Yosef, and Tzvein Lefnei Hashem, it says Klor, that there's an Indian of Oisik, the Parshas of Karbonis, by Noshim. So I wanted a Taina, just again. What? Oh yeah, we'll get to the guy in a second. I want to just skip the guy for a second. We'll get back to the guy. So I wanted to tell you that the obvious of this sugya is that we mentioned the sugya in Menachos Daf Kufir of Kol Oisik B'Parshas HaKarbonos Kilo Hikriv. But the emphasis is there's a ganz another sugya in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. Again, both of these sugyas have chaverim, but I think these are the obvious. The Gemara says in Megillah, Rabbi Lazar Omar Amoli Mamodos and Eskayim Shemayim Boretz, state that Rabbi Mavino said to Fnei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shel Olam, maybe Kol Yisrael is going to be Chaydu L'Fanech and you're going to do to them like you did to Dar Mabel and Dar Afloge, Big Shiloh L'Chari, the Irish promise is not going to be any Dar Mabel. Omar L'Fan Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but my Eda, Kol Yagel Mishlechesh Begitza, the Gemara comes out of Maskona, Kvart Tekanti Lehem, say their Karbonas Kolz Man, Shekirin Bohen, Man, Mala Ani Aleyem, Kilu Makrivin L'Fanai Karbon, Moichal Ani Al Kolavin Yisrael. So the word from the sugya is that there's two zachim. So da ayin fun kol oisik with parshas the karbonis, and so da adin fun kriyas parshas the karbonis. Einer is adin stam kriyas parshas the karbonis alein is azach, and einer is adin an oisik with parshas the karbonis. It's two separate sugyas, and it could be vegan dem dreitach di ala shaylis, and that's how we could go to tefashtei whether it's takikilu hikriv mamash and it has to be bayoim and it has to be ba'amida, or it's just a din that it's a skula of kol akayir with parshas the karbonis. Got a geshmak of shaila from Machlokes Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman. If a guy is, let's say he's a bal tshuva, Mechal Shabbos for 4 years, does he have to say the parsha of Chatas, let's say he was Mechal Shabbos once a week, does he have to say the parsha of Chatas 200 times? Or could he say it one time and it's kilu, he was makarbo the karbonis? And basically there's a lot of raid also about the loss of lovoi. You're going to have to bring the karbonis that you already call Isaac. Where the Pshazi Mamash from Makayim the Chayver, it's just a Ki'ilu Azah, but it's not Mamash. Just, look at what we said, that it says in the Medrash over here, that calls Mamsha, even a Goy that says to final of Nei Hashem, so L'Chayra, what's the Pshat in that? Now we know that Akam Oisik B'Tayra is Chayiv Misa. So what's Pshat that's a final of Nei Hashem? So two Nekudas. First of all, yeah, in a Chanami, it says, Ish Ish L'Rabbis Akam Shenerjin Adovin Adovis Ki Yisrael. And the Marshal in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel says that a goy could be oisik b'torah kilu hikriv. That a goy could have kol oisik b'torah kilu hikriv on the mitzvahs that he's mechuyevin. And since we know that a goy is mechuyevin karbonis, so that would be a way to alaydik this medrash that a goy could have to final of Hashem. But Lamaisa, what happened to the din that Akam oisik b'torah is chayiv misa? What's the taki gishen to them? So I wrote in the Shvil Tzin in the Akdama Techele Gimel a gevaldig gevort
that this.
Right, but what about the psukim, the whole Torah Chumash?
What?
The Chumash. That's the first Malach. That's the Mashav says. I just want to say a different Nekuda, that the Chayah, Akam Oisik B'Torah is Chayiv Misa, so what's going to be with that? So I wanted to tie it like this, that the Akam Oisik B'Torah is Chayiv Misa, Shenemar, that it's Merosh Yil Yisrael and a goy doesn't have it. The Brisker Rosh tells the second part of his Eis Abrocha, Imine Eish Tos Lomoi is going on Teresh of Iksav, and Teresh Yil Yisrael is going on Teresh of Alpeh. So I have the whole shtickle in the Akdom and the Shvil Tzin, that the Pshad is Teresh of Iksav Ken Zayin is not Bechal this din of Akam Oisik B'Torah, it's only on Teresh of Alpeh. And I bring out the Chirayis, the Gishmak Shtickle. The reason why I'm chazering it over, and that would be the Pshad in the Medrash of Tzifonel of Nei Hashem also. The reason why I'm chazering it over, because I found a nice Tzir Abossi, that I never saw anybody, Shtazuchan, that's Mamash, a Christ Lazach. Shtating the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chavez, that Shri Rishu Ben Gamla was Masakin, Chafalach, I'm sorry, that Rishu Ben Gamla was Masakin, that you should teach Lamdi Tinoikis in Yeh Bechol Asar Vassar. So the Gemara handles the Gavin Iske Shcheinme for Lamdi Tinoikis is a special need, then maybe the whole neighborhood is mechuyev to shtel tzuut. Says the Gemara, Meis ve'echem ibnei chotz shabikish lasis reif ve'umun gardim melamed tinoikis ibnei chotz ma'akfen alav. If let's say one person in the neighborhood in the shkuna wanted to make a doctor business, they wanted to make a mother craftsmanship or a tailor, or he wanted to be melamed tinoikis, the island could be ma'akfen alav. So it sounds like that a melamed tinoikis doesn't get any special privileges. So if the Gemara ha'chav ma'askin ibnei tinoikis ayvet kechavim, we're talking about goyim. Goyish is students we're talking about. So in other words, it's not a moshech, it's a lamed tinoikis, maybe an economic, but this is talking about learning with goyish children. So ben Geshem, and I quote, Im roitze lilmoid sefer refua, what does it mean, lamed tinoikis nachrim? He wants to teach them medical school. Oy mikra. Now, if I'm not mistaken, mikra doesn't mean that he's giving them grammar and reading classes. You would say Kriya or something. Mikra, I think, means he's learning Chumash with the Goyim. I think that's Pashat the Taich, I'm going to get him, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's a Geshmak Esmach to what we're saying. And by the way, there is, I'll bring over there, Shita Mekubetzis and Ksuba Stav Chavches, that says that even though you're not allowed to, that Avodim maybe, or Asura Talmud Torah, or Bataris Shavik Stav Megman, yeah, learning, I'm not saying that everybody holds like that, the Zichyar Mokim to go with that Mahalach. We'll be Messiah with a very interesting Shiloh, if somebody, let's say, was Rahman al-Tan Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyeg for many, many, many years. So the halacha is kol ha'isik b'parshas ha'karbonas ke'ilu hikriv. Does he have to read Parshas Chatas once for every single time it was chayte? Or does he only have to read Parshas Chatas once? And it works for all of them. Amaridika Chakira, if you have to read Parshas Chatas every single time, or you only have to read Parshas Chatas once, and it works for all of them, you have to know exactly what the pshat is. Obviously, if it was real chatais, it depends if it was Hela Mechad or not. There's a lot to discuss. And I think it's a machlekes Rabbi Yashim and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, brought down in a sefer. But Lamaisa, if you look in the Prima Gadim and Rosh Yosef and Shabbos, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, he almost talks directly about this shaila. Okay, we'll leave it with that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.